So I recently had just got a new what's the name of it? Yamaha Reface CS, yes. It's the new version of the CF80 that Yamaha came out with, because it's like one of those classic series. They're using their classic series things to get money. Shut the fuck. So it's a 37 key keyboard. Why did I do that, bro? Yeah. Anyways, I resolved that problem. It has, everything is controlled by a bunch of faders. So on the left, we have the volume fader. Oh, actually, on the left before that, we have a pitch bend wheel. It's one octave. A volume slider, and then we have an octave slider. This is the bottom. This is the lowest most note. And we go, it has one, two, three, five octaves. This is the highest note. That's the highest note with pitch bend. And this is the lowest note with the pitch bend all the way at the lowest position. So, I'm just gonna set it to the third one. That's the octave slider. The next slider is the phrase looper control slider. So, on the top it's clear, and then I'm gonna go down one. That's record, that's play, and I don't know what these two do, but that's the phrase looper. The slider after that is the tempo for the phrase looper, so it adjusts the tempo of the metronome, which is just being played by the synth for some reason. I don't know why they did that. These next three are for your LFO, so this controls what your LFO does. We have volume, filter, pitch. That's pitch for, that's your LFO pitch, and this next one is your, I think it's either expression or modulation, whatever the control is called. It's the second slider on the oscillator. So there's that. Next slider after that is portamento. So the first option is off, and it's 8-note polyphonic. Second is like just monophonic. So you can go like this. So that's the second one. The third one is, it's just adding more portamento, and then this is the most you can have. Hold on. You have here, I'm gonna go. At the max setting, if you go down all the way from the top note of the top octave to the lowest note of the lowest octave, if your portamento is all the way, it goes like this. And then I like to pitch bend it down more, as said above. So I'm gonna turn off the portamento. I'm just gonna turn it to mono. This next one is your oscillator type. So you have multi-saw. So yeah, multi-saw, you have pulse width. This one is sync. After that you have ring mod. That's ring mod, and FM. So you got that. Next controls you have are the filter. Low pass filter. So, first one is cutoff. Next is, of course, resonance. And this one, it controls how much your filter is controlled by the envelope. So you'd be like... Which, speaking of, next you have your envelope. So you got attack. Next you got decay. Next you have sustain. Next you have release. That we all know how release works, I think. I hope we know how release works. Now we have our effects section, which are the last three knobs, or faders rather. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4. Four different effects options. You have no effects. You have delay. That's my favorite thing to do with that. First fader, you have two faders for each effect. First fader does feedback. Second fader does time. Next, you have phaser. Oh, yeah. First knob does your like intensity, and the second one does speed, so you can be like. Next we got flanger. First one does your feedback. Second one does your rate. Now, see, I think this is feedback. It might be either feedback or depth, but... And... distortion. I don't know what these ones do, but this first one, if you have everything set to zero, the first one goes like this. And the second one goes like this. So that might be something to do with, like, tone. So, that's your distortion, and that's everything on the Reef ACS. Sorry for how bad this tutorial is, but I'm not good at tutorials, so bye.